Christian Real Estate Coaching for the Christian Agent. What's up, faithful agents? Garrett Maroon here. I want to share with you briefly my heart for Christian group coaching. I want to help you turn confusion into clarity and reclaim an intentional life through authenticity. If you desire to know your God-given gifts, if you desire to build a God-honoring business, if you long to be challenged, encouraged, and taught by other brothers and sisters in Christ who both know your heart and your work, I hope you will reach out to me for a call. I'd love to tell you what my coaching company is doing. Go to faithfulagent.com/chat, and it will redirect you to my coaching page. Would love to see you there. Now, enjoy the episode. What is up, faithful agents? Happy Tuesday short episode. Today, I'm going to unpack. I know it's not as tactical, once again, as last week wasn't either. But these are just the things on my heart. I'm going to unpack some of the lyrics in the song, My Worth Is Not in What I Own. I encourage you to go listen to it. Now, first though, I got to give you a joke, right? I mean, who am I if I'm not funny? Which, now I know what you're saying to yourself, Garrett. You're not actually funny. All right, rude, but you're probably right. But here's my question. What is a dentist's favorite hymn? Crown him with many crowns. That's pretty funny. And it's very relevant to me because if you listen to the show, you know, back in October, I get to Colorado for a conference. And among other things, I brought my whole family and everyone got sick. The first night we're there, a piece of my tooth just falls out of my face, which, what? How did that just happen? I have no idea. Well, it's March 28th as I record this. And it's still not fixed. It is literally eating itself, is what I was told. And they've got to do this weird stuff to extract it. And then it takes a year to put a fake one back in. So that's weird. But whatever. A dentist, favorite hymn, crown hymn with many crowns. Okay, I beat that one dead. But I think that's funny. All right. So my worth is not in what I own. I've been listening to this song by the Gettys over and over and over again in the morning because I, much like scripture, I just want my soul to understand it. I want to be able to repeat it to myself when I'm in need of the reminder of what's true. But it starts like this. My worth is not in what I own, not in the strength of flesh and bone, but in the costly wounds of love at the cross. My worth is not in skill or name, in win or lose, in pride or shame, but in the blood of Christ that flowed at the cross. The reality is we're in a season, agents, if you listen to the last Tuesday short, where I just feel like I'm not getting any wins and I need a win real bad. But that's just flowing from a lack of trust in the Lord's ultimate sovereign plan, right? I mean, it's just in win or lose or pride and shame, it's my worth is in the blood of Christ that flowed at the cross. That's where we find our worth. It's not whether or not my business is succeeding at the highest level right now. It's not whether or not my goals are bigger than yours. It's not whether I sell more homes than you. It's not who has more money or who has the bigger team. It's not in any of those things. It is in the blood of Christ that flowed at the cross. And what a glorious truth and reminder that is for us. It means, agents, that as we go throughout our day today, we can stop striving to make things happen. Instead, we can start trusting that the Lord will make things happen. We must be active. We must be moving. We must be pushing and actually active in our business. We can't sit there and do nothing, but it is not us that will bring the outcome. It is the Lord. Instead of striving, we can start trusting. It goes on to say, as summer flowers, we fade and die. Fame, youth, and beauty hurry by, but life eternal calls to us at the cross. I will not boast in wealth or might or human wisdom's fleeting light, but I will boast in knowing Christ at the cross. This hit me hard, y'all. This is hard for me to get through it. Fame, youth, and beauty hurry by. All the things that we strive for as we see the life of Solomon, and I referenced this episode that's coming out soon with Michelle at She Works His Way. She was talking about when we look at the reality of King Solomon's life, he literally was the most powerful, richest, had literally of anyone who ever lived, he had everything he could have ever wanted. And yet he's the author of Ecclesiastes. And what does he say? I had it all. But at the end, I realized it was all meaningless apart from knowing Christ. The fame we're seeking, the youthfulness, the beauty that we're seeking, those are going to fade. We are going to die, and those things will hurry by. We shouldn't boast in wealth or might or human wisdom's fleeting light, but boast in knowing Christ. Honestly, I think sometimes because I've been fortunate to sell a lot of homes, it is easy to put on a false humility. A false humility to say, well, it was the Lord who brought this about. It was the Lord in his kindness. It was the Lord. He did this. It was these things. It's whatever. When in my heart, let's be honest, in my heart, I'm like, yeah, but you know, I'm just really good at this. I think that it's difficult for us to remember that the only boast that we have that is worth anything is the boast in the salvation we find in Christ. You know, the chorus says, I rejoice in my Redeemer, greatest treasure, wellspring of my soul. I will trust in him no other. My soul is satisfied in him alone. And the very last verse, two wonders here that I confess, my worth and my unworthiness, my value fixed, my ransom paid at the cross. That's the part that gets me the most. Two wonders here that I confess, my worth and my unworthiness. Here's the reality, and here's the beautiful reality. Whether you sell a home this month, whether you sell a home next month, whether you sell 10 homes this month, whether you have a team that sells 100 homes in the next few weeks, that'd be insane. You are unworthy to be called a child of God apart from Christ. Two wonders we confess, our worth and unworthiness. Our worth is solely found at the foot of the cross, that Christ in his kindness came, lived a perfect life, earned righteousness that we could never earn, and willingly traded his righteousness for our filth at the cross. And then he rose again. We are unworthy of such a redemption, but in Christ, we have been made worthy of it. And so what's the reaction to it? Again, the chorus, and I rejoice in my Redeemer, greatest treasure, wellspring of my soul. I will trust in him no other. My soul is satisfied in him alone. And here's my encouragement. I'm speaking to myself as much as I'm speaking to you. Whatever you're doing today, whatever work you've got going on, whatever client deal that's falling apart, whatever client that's being difficult, whatever offer you keep writing and losing on, that is hard, and I see you and I feel that deeply right now. But will we trust in him no other? Not trust in him and the number of deals, not trust in him and the size of our pipeline, not trust in him and the number of leads that we can afford to buy. Will we just trust in him? Is our soul satisfied in him alone? Or do we put caveats on the Lord? I know for me, it's easier for me to say, my soul is satisfied in you alone, Lord, because I'm doing 50 deals a year and my family is totally good and we've got money in the bank. It is so much harder to have our soul satisfied in him alone when things aren't going our way. This is a season, I think, for a lot of us to just go back to the Lord and say, Lord, I've been praying this. Lord, help me to desire the desire to trust in you alone, because it won't come from me. I rejoice in my Redeemer, greatest treasure, wellspring of my soul. I will trust in him no other. My soul is satisfied in him alone. I love you, faithful agents. And I'm with you in this journey. See you Thursday. Hey, faithful agents, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope it encouraged you to both grow your business and your faith. And as always, make sure you share this episode with a friend who you think would be encouraged by it. And join us on our Facebook group, if you aren't there yet, to come together with the other faithful agents around the country. Just go to facebook.com and search The Faithful Agent. And if you want to be encouraged more locally, because after all, local groups is where the real growth and change happens, go to faithfulagent.com/local groups to check out what we've got going on. And if there isn't a group near you, you can reach out to us right there and tell us you're interested in starting your own. Thank you as always for tuning into this episode. We hope to see you next week.